Hey guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom. I had a friend reach out this week asking for some information about a letter that recently went out from the Department of Education to the state education agencies. She really just wanted to better understand the letter, why it's written the way it is, why it's focused on one specific type of funding and not everything, and really just overall understanding the importance behind it. And I was really honest with her. I didn't have the answers because I really wasn't tracking this that closely until she brought it to my attention. Thankfully, she did because I learned a lot in researching these two little pieces of paper that our education agencies have to sign off on. So the letter that went out from the Department of Education, and it went to all your state education agencies, or SEAs if you see it in shorthand. And basically what it is all state superintendents have to sign off on this letter, basically certifying that they're compliant with the content in the letter. So I want to read the title of the letter because it's just helpful to hear the whole title and then kind of dig into exactly what in the world this thing's even talking about. So the title of the letter is "A Reminder of Legal Obligations Undertaken in Exchange for Receiving Federal Financial Assistance and Request for Certification Under Title VI and SFFA versus Harvard." So basically what this letter is it's the state superintendent has to sign off on it, certifying that the state is compliant with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And in exchange, more or less, for certifying compliance, they are eligible for federal funding. Now, it's not worded that way, but basically that's what it's talking about. If you don't certify that you're compliant with Title VI as it is written, then you're not getting federal funding. So, Civil Rights Act of 1964, that's been around for a while. I'm going to read a short passage from it because it's really important to understand that, to understand why this two-page letter is so critical. So, Civil Rights Act of 1964. Prohibits discrimination based on race, color, or national origin in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. This includes state and local agencies, education institutions, nonprofits, and other entities. The law aims to ensure equal access to benefits, services, and opportunities for all individuals, regardless of their race, color, or national origin. So that's basically everything that's non-DEI, right? If we go back to what DEI was, it's pitting two different groups against each other. It is anti the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So this new certification letter that came out from the Department of Education is basically saying you cannot have programs that are in violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, specifically Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Because that was Title VI. Title VI is saying you cannot discriminate against someone because of race, color, or national origin. So this letter is basically telling states they have to comply with the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or Title VI because DEI programs are in violation of that. So that's really and truly what the letter does in a nutshell. Now, this came out on April 3rd. They have until, I think it's April 28th to return it. It actually does not have a deadline on here. But from what I've read, they have to have it turned back in by April 28th. So that doesn't seem like a really long time if you're having to certify that your school or your school system across the state is compliant with Title VI. So let's take a couple of steps back and remember, Trump signed an executive order that eliminated radical ideologies back in, I believe it was early February, late January, early February. So schools have known that they've got to get rid of these programs for several months because Trump signed the executive order and it obviously went into effect immediately that schools had to get rid of it. Then on February 14th, there was the Dear Colleague letter that went out from the Department of Education to all the states that said, even more so, you have to get rid of your DEI programs. And it went into extreme detail. It talked about the types of programs that had to be removed in order to be compliant. It further gave a deadline. It told schools they had until the end of February to remove their DEI programs. Now, there wasn't a whole lot in the letter that force schools to do anything. It said, if you don't comply, then we'll pull back federal funding. But that was kind of the end of it. It didn't go beyond that. So from the end of February until now, schools have known they had to get rid of these programs. So this letter is really just kind of further enforcing the executive order and the Dear Colleague letter of removing DEI, because now people have to sign off on this. They have to put their name on here saying, like, I, superintendent, certify that we do not have any type of program that is in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. So it's a pretty big step, because now someone's name is signed to it. And that is very different than just saying, yep, we don't have DEI here. You're now certifying that you're compliant with this letter. So there are a couple of things I wanted to point out that really and truly, in my opinion, is a game changer in removing DEI from our schools. And that's the consequences piece of this certification letter. So again, this to me is really where it takes everything a step further. You had the executive order that said you can't have DEI. You had the Dear Colleague letter that says you've got 2 weeks to get rid of it or we're pulling federal funding. Well, now you've got something that truly spells out the, and here's what we're going to do if you don't comply. So there's three main things in terms of consequences that this letter lays out. The big one is, if you don't comply, they're telling you, and it literally states U.S. code. It says the use of the provisions of U.S. code, blah, 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 blah. Basically, they will pull your federal funding. If you do not comply, they will pull your federal funding at a state level and a local level. Period. End of story. No questions. The second one is, if there's a violation or there's a report of a violation, the Department of Justice will engage to do an investigation. Now, if the DOJ does an investigation, it gets into a little bit more detail of exactly what that means. So the DOJ is not just going to do an investigation and say, whoop, you're guilty, we're pulling your funding, or nope, you're compliant, don't worry about it. Basically, they're coming in, doing an investigation, evaluating whether or not you're compliant or not. And if you're not, then there are certain steps that they're kind of going through to help you get compliant. Now, they're not going to mediate to find middle ground to say you can keep certain DEI programs, but not others. You're going to have to get rid of all of them. They're just assisting you in, if you're getting rid of a DEI program, what's something else you can do in place of it? Those type of mediation resolutions. But the point is, DOJ is attempting to help schools get compliant as part of the resolution process before they just pull federal funding. But in the end, if a school doesn't comply, they can pull federal funding. And it's the DOJ. That was the other question that came up, was why is the DOJ doing this? Because it goes back to the fact that this is a Civil Rights Act of 1964 violation. So DEI programs would be in violation of a federal law. Therefore, the DOJ would be involved to seek resolution for the complaint. So you can get DOJ investigations if you don't comply. The last one, and this to me was the one that was most interesting, because a person is signing off on it, saying that they certify the school system, the school is compliant with the Civil Rights Act, or the Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. If a person signs off on the letter certifying that they're compliant and they know that they're not, then that is a False Claims Act. Basically, it's lying on a government form. So if a person, again, and it's knowingly, it's not just they sign it and there's somebody still doing DEI that they don't know about. It's if they knowingly sign off on it when there are DEI programs happening and the person knows that it's happening, that's how they can get hit with a False Claims Act. And it actually says that violators face penalties, damages, civil penalties up to thousands of dollars per violation. So for instance, if a superintendent knowingly certified the letter when there are five different schools with DEI programs, then that would be five separate violations that they could be hit with. So that's kind of a scary thing, because you could go after an individual. But the point is, it puts accountability back on the person signing off on it to actually verify that this stuff's not happening, because they can be, they can face legal issues on a personal level. And of course, people want to avoid that. So that's kind of this letter in a nutshell. I know that was a lot and it's pretty heavy, but it all goes back to the DEI stuff. Trump has been very adamant. He wants DEI and indoctrination out of our public schools, and he's taken multiple steps to get us there. And this is just the next level of that. So he's really forcing accountability into the state and the local levels to get people serious about removing this stuff from our schools. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Like I said, it's kind of heavy. There's a lot to it. So if you've got questions, let me know for sure. I'm still digging into it. This is only for Title VI. There's lots of other federal funding, federal money that comes in. There's Title I, Title X, Title IX, all these things. But this one's specific to Title VI because of the way the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is written. That's really the crux of where the DEI stuff kind of is housed. So that's why this is focusing specifically on Title VI. There may be other letters that come out along the way. If they do, then I'll dig into those and kind of see what's in them. But I don't know that there really will be. To me, this makes sense that it's just going after Title VI because of the way it's written. So we'll see. So if they come out, then I'll do research and I'll share that with you. But in the meantime, if you have questions on any of this, let me know. If you've got thoughts on it, think that I'm crazy and disagree with something I'm stating, by all means, please share your feedback. I always love hearing it. And if you have other topics that you want me to cover, shoot those my way. I appreciate that as well. It definitely helps keep me on my toes. So thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week.